afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
This might become a series. I'm not really certain yet. Who knows? This is the first one, and I was like, maybe this could be a series about work from home, but maybe it won't be. I don't know. No can pop today because I don't have LaCroix and I don't have Bubbler anymore. We are fresh out, and Meyer didn't have either of them. I should have shut the door because I can hear an echo that I'm not really enjoying. Anywho, I am working on getting some guests back onto the podcast. There's a girl that I've been in contact with from TikTok over the past couple of weeks, but unfortunately response time just, there's a lot of go back and forth and a lot of waiting. So we'll get her on eventually, maybe by June. I don't know. Regardless, something was on my mind last week, and so I took an opportunity live and on the spot to record a little something, and I'll insert that into, we'll dive in there momentarily. But looking forward to this week, I'm getting myself out and about a little bit, going to playoff hockey games this upcoming weekend. Was only going to go on Saturday. There's my 10-minute warning that I only have 10 minutes left on lunch. But was going to go just on Saturday. I was like, I'll go Friday too, because what else am I going to do? Then I saw that there's quarterfinals for basketball on Wednesday, so I'm going to go to the basketball quarterfinals. So really trying to get out and about a lot more this week. And though the thought of like, am I really going to be in the mood for that has crossed my mind, I know that once the moment is here, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad looking back that I decided to get out of the house because I just felt stuck. And I love working from home. I do not ever want to go back into an office by any means. If I can so choose, I would prefer to work from home for the rest of my life for a variety of reasons and maybe more of which we'll dive into at a later time. But there are also some crutches to working from home, if you will. And that's what I dove into during the following recording you're about to hear. Hope you all have a good week. I'm going to dive you into the recording, and I'll be back here next Monday.
Trying something a little different, which we'll see how this works, or if I even use it. But you can hear some background noise. That's because I am at a local brewery currently drinking, sipping on, if you will, a pineapple IPA called Swing Swing Swung, which, I don't know, doesn't have enough pineapple flavor, so I wouldn't give it again. Glad I just told her I was one and done. A very nice young lady. She's been in here before. Oh, this brewery has added a game section. I don't remember that being here last time. I guess Leanne and I could come here, but I am very tied to my favorite brewery, which is 15 minutes from where we live. I would rather drive there. This is right down the road, so why the hell not? You might be thinking to yourself, well, how did you end up there? Why did you end up there? It is quite the story. You see, as I mentioned on the last episode of the podcast called Indecisive, I was supposed to be in Chicago this week. And that fell through due to my person I was staying with, I don't describe that. I thought better words were going to come to me. but having COVID, and so thus I was unable to attend that trip, which I'd really been looking forward to. And that dovetails me into the story of this evening as I sit at this four-person table alone with my beer while sitting next to a window and overlooking a snowy parking lot. Just talking to a friend of mine, a really, really good friend of mine earlier today. And I mean, we've had some crazy ideas in the past. Even maybe a week or so ago, we had this crazy idea, but it seemed more applicable, if you will, today. And so, well, I said, well, if you guys are going to get slammed with snow and you're going to be home anyway, wouldn't it be crazy if I came there? You're going to be childless for the weekend. It's just you and your fiance. Like, definitely don't want to impose, but if you truly aren't doing anything, and you said, yeah, of course, like, we're just going to probably sit around, hang out, play video games, watch movies, do whatever. Which sounds like a really relaxing weekend, you know, I would have cherished that with friends. However, long story short, I'll spare you all the details, but I did not go because of weather. Sorry, that's not true if you listen to that statement. It's not because of the weather that I was going to not go. I left 2 hours later than anticipated. I drove maybe 15 minutes away from home, pulled off, pondered more, continued my drive, and then decided, okay, I guess I'm not going to go. I need to turn around. And by no fault of Leanne, this was my decision, but Leanne and I had a conversation. She's saying, no, like, what am I supposed to do on Thursday when we get hit with all the snow? Like, what if I can't get out the driveway? And it just got me feeling even more guilty than I was already feeling about leaving her alone, because she said, you know, I'll have fear of missing out. Classic FOMO, right? I'll be sad that to be a home alone without you. And I get it. And she of course did not mean to make me feel guilty or anything. But here's the thing. And this is something that people won't understand. You truly cannot understand this unless you work from home. Just like you truly can't understand how someone is feeling in an anxious state. You can't compare it to yourself or, oh, well, probably. No, it's not your experience. You don't understand it. And I know I've been harping on that a lot lately, but it just seems like something that is coming up more and more. Maybe it's not necessarily coming up more and more as it is that I'm realizing it more and more. Where you can't, controversial, but you can't have an opinion about something. I mean, you can have an opinion, but what weight does it hold to someone who's actually going through that experience or that situation? I'll tell you what, it doesn't hold the same weight as someone who is actually in it, right? And so here's my thing. As I sit here sipping, I'm not even sipping because I'm talking so much. But as I thought about this on my way to the brewery, I was like, you know, it's one of those things, and unfortunately it sounds like I'm picking on Leanne, but like, that's who I live with, and that's who is at the center of a lot of these stories. But as I was thinking about it, I was like, why did I want to go so bad? Because she had made the comment of, well, why can't we go on Friday after I get out of work? And I said, I mean, we could, but I lose the time I was going to be there. You're essentially there for a day until you have to come back on Sunday because you don't have the ability to work from home like I do. Whereas I have the ability someone just walked right by me, and they're probably like, this guy's just crazy talking to himself. Whereas I have the ability to work wherever I want, because that's the state that we're in right now. And so for me, I feel like there's been this theme of disappointment, right? And it's coming from the fact that when you work from home, you are stuck at home. And I've worked in the surrounding area. There's a couple different local businesses that I like to work in sometimes, just to have a different sight, have different scenery. Of course, though, you have to spend money. I mean, one of the places that I just don't technically have to spend money, but I feel weird if I don't buy something and just go sit in there. So I have to at least buy, like, a sipping hot chocolate or macaroons, right? So I keep getting distracted by this guy, because I'm sure he's like, what is this guy doing? So the whole point being, you know, though I can get out of the house, and it's going to the same places. And I mentioned this in the previous episode of, I'd been looking forward to, for about a month, going to Chicago and just getting away, getting out of the house for a full week. I knew I was going to be gone for a full week. Getting out of the house, getting into a different place for a little bit. And that's, again, why I was so excited to be like, all right, like I'm going to go to Minnesota and see my friend. It's a change of scenery. It's something different. It breaks up the mundane every day of working from the exact same place, because you live where you work, and so it's just different. You don't get out and about like other people do. Whereas Leanne gets out and about because she goes to work. That's where work is left, and then she comes home. And so it's not easy to explain that dynamic, to explain that feeling to someone who just, for lack of a better phrase, just doesn't get it. They don't have that experience. They don't experience that situation. They don't truly know what it's like. Which is why I wanted to get out so badly. And again, I decided, long story short, in the end, I decided not to. But just some, I know that it was a really random past 10 minutes of rambling, but that was just something I wanted to talk a little bit about, because I don't think people ever think about that or consider that about remote workers or work from home people, and just really needing to get to a change of environment, a change of pace, a change of what you're looking at. Not just for a couple hours, but for a couple days. It's like a mini vacation while you're still working, basically. You know, I was all gung-ho about going to Austin next month for a couple of days. And one, because I really wanted to see Austin. But two, again, it was just to get away for a little bit, to do something different, to see something different, to not be stuck at home. And that's kind of what it feels like sometimes as a remote worker. And don't get me wrong, like I never want to go back to an office. That is not, which sounds really contradictory, but there's so many reasons for that side of the things too. I just need that change of pace. So if you want to fund a trip for me, or if you want to invite me to your house or to your state or to your country, whatever it may be, listen, I'm all ears, baby. TrentSpeaks@gmail.com or TrentSpeaks on Instagram. But no, I just wanted to share some of those thoughts that are on my mind tonight as I sit here. And I wish everyone safety with the impending snowstorm sweeping the nation this week. And yeah, there is really no way to wrap this up, because I don't even know what I'm going to do with it or if I'm going to use it.